This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to our program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. We are going to explain here a few key words in connection with Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar. One of the words which is used very often is the word Ma'ruf. Of course, this word is an Arabic as Arabic word, but it's important to know it because even scholars who speak English, sometimes they use that same term instead of using, for example, good. So Ma'ruf and Munkar are the two important words which need to be explained. What is Ma'ruf? Ma'ruf denotes a thing accepted as good in Islam and encompasses everything in the sphere of obedience of Allah. Now, anything which is considered to be a kind of an act of obedience to Allah is considered to be ma'ruf. Now, whether it is prayer, whether it is fasting, and whether it is performing jihad or performing pilgrimage of the house of Allah, anything which is considered to be an act of compliance with God's command, with God's injunction, is considered to be good. Anything which is considered to be virtue is considered to be good. Anything which is considered to be good in the eye of Sharia is considered to be ma'ruf. On the contrary, munkar are those things which are not approved by Islam and deemed to be a kind of transgression against Allah, an act of transgression against Allah. Therefore, both ma'ruf and munkar have broad meanings, and of course they encompass or include a wide range of concepts in man's practical life. Ma'ruf includes all that is good and desirable in cultural, religious, economic, devotional, moral, political, physical and psychological, individual in social arenas, all that is good. And of course, all that is unpleasant and has undesirable consequences and effects, whether cultural, economic, political, psychological, physical, individual, or social, are all different forms of munkar. Okay, different forms of munkar. All that is unpleasant and undesirable. All that is bad and has negative consequences and have been forbidden by Islam, of course, are considered among the munkar, among the evil. Now, dear brothers and sisters, we are actually trying to figure out what it actually means to do Amr bil Ma'ruf. We have discussed some ahadith, some riwayat about the importance of this obligation. There are riwayat which state that enjoining the good or bidding what's right and forbidding what's evil is an important obligation which must not be ignored under any circumstances, because if they are ignored, then the negative consequences will be realized in the society and will be seen in the society. And of course, as mentioned, as I stated earlier, if this duty, this important duty, is neglected, then obviously other fundamentals of faith, other important doctrines of Islam will be endangered, and they will also be neglected. Amr bil Ma'ruf means making and commanding people to perform a good deed using every oral and practical means allowed and approved by Islam, irrespective of whether the good deed is to be performed at the moment or grounds are prepared, leading ultimately to the implementation of the good. For example, if you pave the ground for the good deeds to be implemented in the future, that's also kind of spreading good, spreading virtue.
given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The good deed is going to be materialized in the future. As far as Nahi Anil Munkar is concerned, of course, it means that one prevents evil in any way possible, irrespective of whether the evil is currently stopped or brought to an end in the future. Or maybe an action is taken to prevent the evil which is on the verge of being done. So if you take a preemptive measure to stop the evil from taking place or from spreading, that is a kind of Nahi Anil Munkar. Because Nahi Anil Munkar, it doesn't always mean to forbid someone orally. To prevent evil from taking place in the society or from spreading in the society is also a kind of Nahi Anil Munkar, of course. And I did mention in one of the previous episodes that, of course, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi Anil Munkar has different stages. It involves different stages. And I would like to just say that there are two steps to getting people to there are many steps to be taken. For example, if you want to prevent evil from the society, the first step is to show some kind of dissatisfaction, to show that you are not happy with what is taking place. And obviously, if that does not going to work, and if that's not going to be effective, then you will move on to the next step. The next step is the oral step. You have to orally remind someone of his duty to do something which is good and to forbid something from what is wrong. So if you come to know that even oral advice or oral action is not sufficient, then it would be necessary to move on to the next step or to the next stage. If someone is, like, say, killing someone else, which is obviously a very big, tremendous sin, you have to, for example, take the rifle from his hand or take the sword or the knife from his hand and prevent him from killing the innocent person. Or if someone is causing a damage to someone else's property, okay, you are going to prevent him practically from doing that action and from causing that damage. The practical stage is a very important stage. It has to be noted that one should not resort to the harsher or to the more rigid step as long as he can prevent the evil from spreading by taking these the lower stages and by resorting to the lower stages or by resorting to the first stage. Because these are stages which have to come one after another. And you cannot go to the last stage without taking or making use of the first or the second stage. There is much to say about the concept of enjoining the good and forbidding evil. Unfortunately, we are out of time and we have no time to continue. God willing, we will continue our discussion about enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Love is all I need.